worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Hit with rock until understand.
Mickey.
I speak Man. English, I'm good.
And Lazy E.
We're the show that has all rhyming names.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Thunder! Da 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 da! Thunder! That's not at all the music that's playing, though.
No.
And it's just confusing people.
Yeah, they're like, wait. Huh?
Let's be honest, though, that's what this program does. It confuses people.
Very much so.
Welcome. Welcome to A Freak Accident. We are thrilled to have you here. I'm the host. My name's Crisco. Not my real name, just the name I go by. You'll get used to it. There's also Lazy E.
Real name.
Real name.
Yes.
His other name that he uses sometimes is a complete fabrication.
Yes.
Mickey. One word, real name, and fake name all at the same time. Figure that one out.
I'm sorry, where am I right now?
Thunder.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
You're on A Freak Accident, Mickey.
Oh, she's up.
I woke up.
Well, she sounds like me from a year ago.
I know. Welcome to the cloud.
Go back and listen. Go back and listen to those episodes, along with every episode we've ever done, at afreakaccident.com. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on podcasts. You can find it, links to every show we've ever done in there, along with other shenanigans. And feel free to email us, freaks@afreakaccident.com. A lovely show lined up for you today. A lovely show.
Fabulous.
We're ignoring all of the news in the world, incidentally.
Yay!
All of it that there is. It's like, we could put together a news update. But we swerved. We went another way. We're not talking about that stuff. What's
okay.
going on? Stephen Hawking's dead. Kim Jong-un and Trump are going to meet. And what was the other thing? I forget already.
Children are walking out of school for the shooting in Florida.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, how far can you go? Stephen Hawking's dead. Cool. Kim Jong-un and Trump.
No, I'm sorry.
Meet.
No. Bummer.
Yeah. Cool.
Granted, we're doing this tomorrow, but today is Pi Day.
What?
Well, today we're recording is Pi Day.
Right. She says we're doing this tomorrow.
Yeah, well, it's going.
No, it's debuting tomorrow. We're
that
doing
thing,
it now.
Yeah.
We're doing it live.
Right, so now it's Pi Day, so we should have had pie. Where is the pie?
Why didn't you bring some?
I don't bake.
Stop at a bakery on the way over here. There's plenty. There are plenty of bakeries between Tha and Nya. You could have stopped at one of them.
3.14159. That's it.
Wow, he actually knows a couple of those digits.
Yeah.
Impressed.
I don't know.
I still want pie.
Well, then you go out and get pie and bring it back, and we'll eat pie live on the air. I'll wait.
Yep.
We'll put the standby music on, and we'll just sit here and wait while you go do that.
Go ahead. Get
That'll
pie.
Eat up at least 20 minutes of showtime.
And then we have to eat up the pie.
I don't think it would take that long. There's right around the corner.
There. Why
there.
Did you get what, it?
What's your excuse then? Fetch. Go.
Why do I have to go get it? You go get it.
You're the one who suggested it.
You're a lady. You're supposed to get the pie.
No, you're the gentleman. You're supposed to get the pie.
That's Lazy E at afreakaccident.com.
International Women's Day's over. We're back to normal.
Yeah, it was last week, wasn't it?
It was on Monday, I think.
Hey, happy ladies. All right. Did anything change? No.
Nope.
Is anything worse? No.
Well, there was that one McDonald's that flipped the arch over to make a W.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah.
The course of history is forever changed. Oh, what? Toys R Us is closed. All of them.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of sad.
Get your Christmas shopping done now.
You know, my friend Ed, he actually put in a text. He goes, he's like, you know, I was thinking, where am I to get all my nieces and nephews their presents?
Amazon.
Amazon. He goes, but in reality, all they do is play with a damn iPad. So he's like, I'll just buy him some apps.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Here's an iTunes gift card, kid. Have fun.
Yeah, that's all they do.
Thanks. Now I can buy those upgrades on Candy Crush. Yay.
Mickey brought up a good point, though. Now's the time. If
that
you
wasn't
wanna...
Mickey. That was just me doing
well,
a strange voice.
But
I know it sounded very similar.
Mickey brought up a good point of, if you want to get some action figures and stuff, now's the time.
Good point.
They're going to liquidate all of it.
If you're a collector. Yeah, if you collect action figures.
Or if, like, your kid likes them still, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now.
Or if you're an adult who's almost 30. who does a podcast and who happens to really like collecting action figures.
Whose name starts with a C?
And an L.
High five!
Yeah.
Boom.
So you have something to do this week. Great.
Yeah, go to Toys R Us.
So how soon are all of them closing?
They didn't say, but, you know. It's going to be like KB Toys.
Oh, boy, I forgot about them.
I know. And soon we'll forget about Toys R Us.
It's true.
And nobody's going to be a Toys R Us kid anymore.
Oh, what's going to happen to Geoff? The giraffe.
Geoff.
Yeah, Geoff. Yeah, why did they name him that?
Like, yeah, why couldn't they just spell it
Jeff? Like J-E-F-F? Yeah, maybe because, like, G-E is... giraffe is G-I. So it doesn't even make sense.
No,
Maybe they just wanted to alliterate? They were like, okay... Greg the giraffe? No, how about Jeff the giraffe? That kind of sounds better, but Jeff spelled with a J. Let's invent a new version of the name with G-E-O, and that's how it all got started.
That's not inventing. That's a real way to spell the name.
I know.
Okay.
I'm saying maybe they invented that stupid faux way to spell it, though. That was the joke, which you've ruined now. Thank you for stealing all of my thunder.
Thunder!
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na!
Thunder! It all comes full circle on this show.
It does. It does. So what are we talking about?
Mickey quit her job.
Yeah, that was a couple weeks ago.
I had no idea.
Neither did I.
Yeah, it's been almost a month now.
Thanks for telling us.
Yeah, it wasn't really important.
Well,
she was too busy getting her blood harvested to clone her.
Yeah, at those.
Create a more athletic, more talented, more financially stable version of her.
Sounds about right. Don't have the money to do that, though, so...
Well, no, that whole thing you were involved with at the laboratory, that was what that was all about, right?
Yeah, I was cloning myself.
Right, you're going to put all of your memories into the clone body, and it's going to be super Mickey.
Have you been watching Black Mirror lately? Is that what's going on here?
Shh, don't ask me silly questions that I absolutely have the answer to. Yes, I have, but I'm on to you.
Uh-huh.
I've been following you.
Yeah, all we need is a bunch of Mickeys so we can have more people not know anything.
Oh, we've already got a major problem like that in the world.
It's
called humanity.
Yeah, it's called the Amish. That's what we would have, another Amish community, if Mickey was
blown. You're not French, you're Amish. You're Pennsylvania Dutch. It all makes sense.
Okay.
How you doing, Dutchie?
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's kind of plain.
But I don't remember it. Even Jebediah tells me my mind is gone.
Yeah, that's honestly like almost as good a version of that song as the original song.
Oh, the original is fantastic.
I do love the original, Gangsta's Paradise.
Yes, I know.
Okay, I was just making sure. You're doing that face where you're just like, I'm here and I don't know what's happening, but I have to be present for it because I'm wired in through my headphones.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's about every conversation we have.
It is,
yeah.
Why aren't you used to that by now?
We've got
a lot more conversations to do today.
Do we?
Yeah.
Do we?
I hope.
God, I hope so, too.
If not, we're in trouble.
Oh, good, we do.
Oh,
thank God.
Thank God.
I wasn't sure there for a while. Wasn't sure.
Blank page.
Like, oh, no. We've got 6 signs you're not ready to move in together.
Oh, this could be
this is going to be bad news for you, yeah, having just made that leap. You go and find out some stuff, he's going to be like,
maybe this was a bad idea.
Yeah.
What if we all find it out?
Why couldn't I live in the past where I could, or in the future where I could listen to this show before I made this decision in the past?
What if it happens to all of us?
Good point.
Our lives all change.
They do.
A metric problem tells us the best and worst albums of the last 5 years. I assume none of my metal albums will be on this list.
You never know.
Well, maybe they'll be the worst.
Oh, how dare you.
I mean, we think so.
I don't care. Listen, I hate math. I don't care what math thinks.
I don't think math thinks.
It's a new viral trend.
Next subject.
The last text you sent is what's on your tombstone.
We got some replies from the wonderful listeners.
Yes, on our Facebook page, which is why you should be... liking and following us on Facebook.
Yeah, keep it locked in.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It is.
I can't wait to see ours.
Some of these people are more sick, twisted, and depraved than we are. I knew I'd get those words out eventually. I just needed to continue to apply myself.
You turned into Madden for a second.
And we've got two mistakes. One that ends in a heartwarming moment. The other, a disaster that not only costed this guy a lot of money, and I said costed because that's how it's written in here, written in here,
you're...
by a one lazy E,
time stamped
3/14/2018 in the year of our Lord.
Is it ED or is there just a D at the end of it?
There's an ED.
Oh, you went that far, huh?
It costed this guy a lot of money, but also a lot of time. I like how him. I was writing fast, added two extra unnecessary letters onto a word, and really had to then take a longer time to write that sentence because those letters didn't need to be there.
Okay, it was written in it.
Not that I could say edited it.
It's going to be a fun story.
It's going to be great. It's going to be a great show. I can tell because I can't talk. 5 minutes in and I'm already tripping over my tongue.
I'm typing bad. Mickey, you're next.
We're already there.
I was going to say, it doesn't get much worse than baseline here.
Oh. Ouch.
Sorry. You know I love you.
Uh-huh.
The fire's being thrown.
I'm hurling thunderbolts at her.
Bar is
thunder!
Love us, hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz. That sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/AFreakAccidentPodcast.
Everybody wants to live together. Why can't we live together?
Why can't we live together?
I don't know.
Sorry, my pan flute got away from me there for a second.
It's because the pan flute takes up too much room.
This is 6 signs you're not ready to move in together, according to the Huffington Post, which you can't trust them. Fake news.
Well, they're always huffing.
Huffing and puffing and blowing fake news down or up.
Ouch.
Mickey, don't give me that look. You're on this website all the time.
Actually, I haven't been on there lately.
The Huffington Post was like Mickey's favorite place to
it
go
was.
For news for the it longest was. Time. Every time she would enter something into the show prep document that we keep online. Huffington Post link. Every time.
It has something good. Lately, it's been kind of eh.
Yeah. Trump's America does that to you.
Bastards.
Fake news.
Right. Exactly. But here are some common signs you're not ready to move in together, according to the Huffington Post. Once you've been dating for a little while, it's tempting to move in, get that sweet 50% rent reduction, or, I don't know, have the capital to buy a house and maybe have somebody with better credit than yours.
Yep, that's where I went.
Yeah. 6 signs you're not ready. Number 1, you haven't had your first big fight yet.
That is absolutely true. If you haven't had a fight...
Well, specifically, your first big fight.
Well, that's what I mean.
The big knockdown, drag-out slug festival. I'm not advocating for domestic violence. Please don't take it that way.
We're talking about verbal.
Right. Yeah.
If you don't do that, I mean, you're not going to know how that goes.
The funniest thing is, like, people will commit to having a child together before they've had their big fight.
Which is terrible.
People will get married before they've had a big fight. It'll be like a whirlwind kind of romance, and they just get married in a week after like a week or a month of knowing each other. Seen it happen. And then, oh, it's always like a sudden terrible thing that happens 6 months later. Well, you didn't bother to get to know that person at all.
You don't know how
You're at now.
How they react.
Right.
People make bad decisions.
True.
These things happen.
I would like to see Mickey like yell. Like
I'm scary. I make murderer cry.
Oh, my God.
That's on the internet. It's forever. Murderer, yep. I'm so sorry, man. I'm so sorry that you need to be remembered in this way.
Tell us how she hurt you.
Show us on the doll
where
she stomped you with her stiletto heels.
Where did the stilettos come in?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah.
That's what she does.
Where's the laugh? Is laugh in there?
Oh, yeah. No. I don't know. It just sits somewhere in here.
There it is.
There we are.
Just remember, I'm a very patient person, so if you've made me angry, We're at boiling point.
She will plot against you for years before the payoff finally comes. I'm horrified.
Typical woman right here pointing at myself.
So now, wait a second. You constantly say that you're not a typical woman. Or are you and you just hate other typical women? Is that how it works?
Yeah. So I hate myself and women. Makes sense, right?
My God, it is me from a year ago.
I know.
It really is a bad look. Was I this depressing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry, guys. That must have been a really bad time for you.
You got to listen to that Michael Jackson song, Man in the Mirror. Right here it is. Here it is.
Mickey, go back and listen to a year ago and remember how much you hated me at the time.
Still do. Not changing.
Oh. How did that dagger feel? You want me to pull it out before we...
That was like a flame tongue dagger. Oh, it cut so deep. He was laced with poison on its way in.
When is Crisco going to throw the barb back?
Never mind. I had a joke. Okay. And I lost it. You haven't had your first big fight yet. Until you've had a real argument, it's hard to tell how solid you really are as a couple.
Well, we're all solids. We're not liquids. That's stupid.
Admittedly. Actually, we're mostly empty space. Oh, if you want to talk serious physics.
Depressive Crisco bag.
Some relationships crumble after the first big fight. You don't want to be living together if that happens. I don't think living together, that's not even that bad of a thing. I would say like definitely worse if you've invested in a home together, though.
Well, yeah. Because
now that's a major financial thing looming over you.
You're done.
It's not that bad. You can sell it. You can move out. It happens.
Yeah, but how big of an inconvenience is that?
Life is inconvenient. What do you expect?
Wow! Oh, my God.
Mickey. God almighty.
What pit did you fall into of depression recently?
Very large one. It's fine. Right.
Apparently. Yikes.
I'm a broken man. That's her.
Man. She's going to pull me back in. That's just going to happen.
No.
And this show's going to be two depressed people and you.
and then you're both going to bring me down and just gonna be like, welcome to a freak accident.
Nah, I'm just hanging out of the hole with my feet dangling and we're good.
Oh, okay. She's like chucking rocks in there.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Just seeing how it feels.
Number two, you haven't talked at all about money.
Yeah, that could be a little rough.
So, like, understanding, I guess, financial planning for each person, like, what their strategies are, I guess that's what they're talking about,
or at least life goals, something, or year goal, like, keep it simple.
How do you feel about money? Do you believe in saving it, or do you squander it constantly on frivolous nonsense?
I mean, you could really tell that just by dating someone.
Yeah.
Not always.
For the majority, I'd say. You could see how they buy stuff. You could just see what's in their house. Is it a bunch of crap?
Yeah.
Right. Are they considerate when you take them out on a date? Do they go for the biggest thing on the menu knowing that they don't have to pay for it? Or are they a little bit more conscientious, getting something more reasonable, understanding that, hey, I shouldn't expect this person to buy me the $60 flank steak? You know what I mean?
Although you could go the other way, too. Are they, like, that cheap?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, we're going to Mickey
D's. I'll take the macaroni, thank you very much.
A piece of lettuce with a piece of bacon, please.
A salt packet.
It says, ideally, you want to talk about bills and debt. Being transparent about stuff like that is a sign of a mature relationship. Number three, you're using it as a way to test the strength of your relationship. Oh, because that always works.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you're using moving in together as a way to test the strength of your relationship. This is like those people who say, oh, this relationship is riddled with problems. I hate the other person. But if we get married, it will fix everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like holding the grenade with the pin already pulled.
Yeah.
Or going back to the analogy.
Actually, it's more like trying to pick up the grenade that you've already pulled the pin out of and thrown. And you're like, wait a minute, that was a bad throw. Let me try it again.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the analogy you made before. There are couples that they'll be married, they're having fights, they're like, well, let's have a kid.
Yeah, that'll fix everything. Bringing a fully dependent, not at all autonomous, third-party human being into this relationship is definitely going to solve the stress problems in this relationship, for sure.
Therapy, people. Therapy.
There you go. Yeah. Therapy. Therapy, come on. Let me finish the thought on that one. Living together will test your relationship. Try to be sure it's strong enough going in. Number four, you think it will fix things about your relationship. That kind of goes back to the previous one.
Yeah.
You think it's going to fix everything. Some people do it on impulse as a way to solidify things. But it's not a great idea for the same reason as having a baby to start your marriage isn't a great idea. We're smarter than we give ourselves credit for. We're smarter than a vast majority of the internet gives us credit for. If you got a problem, we'll solve it. Send us an email, freaksatfreakaccident.com. We give great advice. We're smart. Smarter than this tripe.
Maybe you two.
We're having tripe?
You've got like... Oh. You've got like that wisdom, though. The lady wisdom.
It's terrible.
Or the Mickey insights.
Oh, God. Mickey insights.
She can reason things through pretty adequately.
Sometimes. Or you reason them for me.
Right.
That's always fun.
Because your cuckoo conspiracy theories can often intermingle with rational thought.
I like the conspiracy theories. It keeps people on their toes.
You never see it coming.
Yeah, keeps them on their toes because they're running away.
Number five, you feel like the other person is pressuring you to do it. Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. I feel pressured. I better go through with it.
Yeah, you know what? You know, I didn't think it was a good idea, but your third threat made it seem like a great one.
Number six, there's another roommate involved, and they're not crazy about the idea. Like, if you live with your friend and want your boyfriend to move in too, just make sure your roommate is part of the discussion. Don't try to force it. Yeah, that's weird. That's not awkward at all. Yeah,
that's really awkward.
We're roommates. Oh, good. This person's bringing their significant other in to live with me in my house.
Yeah.
Well, that happened in my apartment.
How many rooms were there in it?
Well, there was three rooms.
Okay.
But
that isn't so bad.
Well, and it was kind of circumstantial. Our one roommate that we had with us moved out, and we were going to either lose the place in a month or she moves in.
Yeah.
So we were kind of...
We'll see how this goes.
Yeah, it didn't end up well.
I think in those larger, like, kind of apartment situations, that can work, maybe. But, like, if it's, like, two people and it's, like, one person's in one bedroom and another person's in another bedroom and then suddenly there's a third person there, like, one of those people now is suddenly in the minority in that whole situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, at least if there's, like, five people in a house, like, renting a house together or something like that, like a big house, like, at least, you know, the couple is still outnumbered.
Well,
by the individuals.
By 2-1, yeah.
We still outnumbered him because there was only three of us
there.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah. So you outnumbered him. That's fine. Whatever.
It didn't matter. I was so miserable.
I mean, you could pull your resources and throw out the couple, whereas in the other situation, the couple is going to...
No, I was saying the couple, me and my ex, were the majority.
So it was just the... Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. That's terrible for the third person because you can get forced out in that kind of thing.
No, I was miserable, so I hated her a lot of the time. So she was outnumbered.
In opinion.
Yeah.
So there's six signs you're not ready to move in together.
Yeah.
Admittedly, guys, I don't think we were ready to start a podcast together. I really don't. We haven't talked about money at all.
And we haven't had a big fight.
That's true.
We could.
Probably.
Let's do it.
Look, you already made him cry.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm just picturing poor murderer and what she does to him.
I know.
And now it's like, oh, God, do I want to be on the receiving end of that fury? No,
yeah,
I don't.
She just starts yelling. And then you're just, the whole screen turned black. That's what would happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Stupid iPad.
Up next, a metric program tells us the best and worst albums of the last 5 years. Does math know what it's talking about?
No.
Spoilers. It's a freak accident.
A freak accident. As entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular? And we dance all night to the best song ever. We knew every line. Now I can't remember how
this isn't the best song ever, though.
What are you talking about? It's 1D. I'm a directioner.
I wish your direction was down 6 feet.
Please.
Ouch.
One Direction keeps us up.
You bring that hate or that crap in here.
You're bringing the hate.
Yeah. So anyway, this article in Bro Bible references the Razzies and how the Razzies give awards for the worst movies every single year. Worst actor, worst film, worst
script. The Rock got it.
Did he?
Yeah,
for what,
Jumanji.
Tooth Fairy? Jumanji?
Just this past one.
The Razzies?
Yeah.
See, I heard from people that Jumanji was actually an excellent movie.
So did I, but he got it and he even accepted it.
Nice.
He went right along with the joke. He goes, sometimes it's just a turd.
I heard the movie was great, though.
I think it was good, but the build-up just didn't live up type of deal.
I guess.
I don't know. Whatever. I didn't see it.
There's no corresponding non-award in music, though. Well, not really. Review aggregator Metacritic essentially decides what the worst album of any given year is based on critical reception. Business Insider laid out the worst album of every year since 2000 based on these metrics and plan to give you the best and worst of the last 5 years.
So it goes by reviews and all that junk.
Yeah. So, yeah, basically.
So we'll start in 2013. That would be 5 years ago.
2013. 5 years ago, the best album with a critic score of 92 out of 100 is Deaf Heaven, Sunbather.
Here's the title track. God, those soothing tones.
What is this?
It's like Cradle of Filth, except alternative.
Do you want me to tell you what it is?
It's like the mix is terrible.
You can't even... I don't know what they're doing.
There's no dynamic range in it at all. This is atrocious.
Yeah, that...
So is this like for all over?
It says best!
Yeah, what...
Like the whole world.
Best!
Okay. Do they have a review underneath?
From Now Magazine. You could spend hours dismantling Sunbather and cooking up a neat sub-sub genre for it.
Yeah, garbage.
Post-black metal, gaze death, dreamcore, whatever. Or you could just call it one of the year's best records. Not even close. Not even close.
One Direction's not seeming so bad.
So what's the
not
worst?
Not even close. Worst it... What?!
Yeah.
Are you sure you're reading that right?
No, it is.
It says that the worst was Megadeth, Super Collider. I mean, listen.
Admittedly, this is not a good...
I'm not going to say it was one of their best records, because it wasn't, but the worst, especially compared to that refuse that we just heard moments ago.
Yeah, I did not like that Megadeth album whatsoever, but it's better than
it had a critic score of 41 out of 100. It says, while there's nothing abhorrent about this album, it's so unobtrusive that it's practically not there.
Ooh, obtrusive.
Just one more forgettable release from a guy we're all secretly rooting for. Exclaim said that. I would flip those if anything. I'm not gonna say that Megadeth was the best record of that year, but God almighty, out of the two, it was definitely superior to whatever else that was.
So does 2014 get better?
God, I hope so. Lazy E, can you give me something, any kind of hope? Does it get better?
Well,
best, D'Angelo, Black Messiah?
That's what they used to call me in high school.
What, D'Angelo or Black Messiah?
Black Messiah.
Oh, okay.
This is the single, one of the singles. Really love.
I wish I could sing like that. I hate, like, the sound of nuts cracking that's, like, just keeps poking me in the frigging brain every couple seconds in this song.
Yeah, but that's loving music.
Oh.
It's like, yeah.
I mean, I like jazz, but that wasn't good either.
I think that was more like...
It was like fusion.
R&B, soul.
Well, R&B, yeah. Soul, kind of like jazz fusion sort of thing, a little bit.
Yeah, it does have that kind of, like, coffee house type of... Or I'm, like, in the dentist's office, you know. Let's go get your dentist on.
Watching him twitch over the clicks is wonderful.
How you doing, baby? We're going to have dinner tonight.
Ow!
And then you come back to my place.
Ow!
That's right, baby.
God. It is masterful, it is heartening, and it represents today's best from an R&B soul perspective.
Who said that?
The same magazine that gave that review about Megadeth.
Oh, Exclaim.
So wrong. Wrong, wrong, and wrong.
Well, compared to the worst of 2014.
Well, yeah, this I would agree with. Jennifer Lopez, a.k.a.
This is
first love.
She's good looking, but can't sing.
This is, like much of modern pop is entirely forgettable.
It is. I thought this was Mariah Carey, honestly.
There's no way to really tell it apart, to be honest with you.
Okay.
This could be that, it could be Mariah Carey, it could be Nicki Minaj, it could be any one of them.
Oh no, it's Jennifer Lopez. She likes taco-flavored kisses.
Entertainment Weekly says the songwriting is lazy. Well,
yes.
She didn't.
Yes, it is.
But she didn't even write it.
Yeah, they didn't say she did.
15 random idiots did, and this is the best that they came up with. Think about that. So it's not lazy. It's just ridiculously vapid and uninspired.
Yeah, and lazy.
When you have to pay 15 people to write a song like that, that doesn't go anywhere. I mean, at least 15 people have to be putting in some kind of effort. Some effort comes out of the efforts of 15 people. Lazy would be like pay the homeless guy who lives under the bridge a quarter to write you a song. That would be lazy. Paying 15 people to write a hit, according to somebody,
it wasn't a hit.
That's just a horrible, horrible business decision.
It tanked completely.
Yeah, well, yeah, apparently. The double entendres don't make sense. Let's see. And the guest stars, including Nas, Rick Ross, and Iggy Azalea. Oh. Are so much more engaging than their hostess. That is, I'm not even reading the rest of this. Well, you, Entertainment Weekly, don't know what you're talking
about. Let me just explain that he made that noise about Iggy Azalea. I don't want Rick Ross coming to my door. That guy is a beast. He'll kill us.
I do want Iggy Azalea to come to my door because I'm scissor kicking you right in the head.
I was talking about Rick Ross. You don't want that. That's like Suge Knight coming to your house. You
whatever.
Nope.
2015's best, Kendrick Lamar, To Pimp a Butterfly.
Yeah, and
To Pimp a Butterfly.
It's actually not. And I love myself. I actually like the.
Kendrick Lamar did just do the soundtrack to Black Panther, too.
Yeah. This song is called I, but it's lowercase I.
That's not bad, actually.
I don't hate that. It's funky.
Yeah.
Kind of has that Bruno Mars go back a little bit in time with music.
Gorillaz
a little bit of that,
man,
too.
Man, I love the Gorillaz. I always forget about them, but I love them when I hear them. I'm like, oh yeah, this is a band that exists.
Yep.
And one that I'm a big fan of.
They're almost extinct.
This is a very important piece of work that will stand the test of time. It's also an utter blast to listen to and live with. Drowned in Sound said that. Critics score 96 out of 100 for Kendrick Lamar.
He is very critically acclaimed. Like, he's really popular.
Worst of 2015, Codeine, Come Up for Air.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember this crap.
This is if Lifehouse kept going, we'd be stuck with this. So bad.
Yeah, described as a nice, polite.
That's such a good description.
It is.
If Lifehouse continued.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if One Republic got hit in the head with tack hammers. Pretty much that whole
deal. Yeah,
that
was pretty. That was just lazy. Now that is lazy. That's just a lazy cash grab. You're trying to capitalize on like your One Directions or your Fall Out Boys or whatever.
Or my favorite way to describe it, you Smash Mouthed it.
Right, yeah.
Every one of their songs is, hey, how can we get on soft rock?
So it's Hey Now.
You're an all-star.
Damn it.
I hate
you both.
Best of 2016. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Skeleton Tree?
I think it's emphasis on bad.
You're a young man waking covered in blood. That is.
Oh my God, it's Baz Luhrmann. He's back. He's been reincarnated.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Clash of 99. Wear sunscreen.
Surrounded
by a charm of hummingbirds.
I think it's hysterical that Lazy E got the Baz Luhrmann clip. He and I were in each other's heads on this one. Energy,
flickering in the gloom. This is like Johnny Cash just talking to people.
Yeah.
This is Johnny Cash after he died. And like somebody's just got him hooked up to strings like a marionette and they're trying to.
Yeah, it's Johnny Cash in the Twilight Zone.
Put this in perspective. This was ranked best. And that, please. Yeah, you can turn it off. What are these metrics that they're going by?
It's reviews.
Okay, that's it, though? It's just going purely based off reviews. It's nothing else. When it said metrics, I thought, oh, there's some kind of mathematical formula that's going to help determine what's the best and the worst. Okay, so literally, it's just according to music critics. You people are retarded. You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, what did they...
Did you all get hit by a bus?
I kind of really want to know what they said about that. Because that was a special kind of stupid.
From the first note to the last, you're transported back to a time you lost someone close to you and then retrace the path you traveled as you... This is just incoherent nonsense.
You know what? They're right. It did. It had me recall...
It reminded me of when my grandfather died. Yeah, because I was cripplingly sad the whole time.
Yeah, when my dad died, that reminds me of that album. Terrible.
Just drags you into depression.
Yeah, basically. God, Mickey, I'm so sorry. We just made it worse on you.
Yes, yes, you did.
The worst was Charlie Puth.
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 You know him.
Nine Track Mind.
I'm only one.
God, yeah. Worst song ever.
Go ahead.
This plays at work every weekend.
Yep.
It's awful.
Total Honesty? Do we want to bring Total Honesty into the show?
Go ahead.
When Barb was having a tough time with her...
Barb? Are you referring to Proofreader?
Proofreader.
Because if you're going to call her by her normal name, I could have just used my joke from before, but I decided not to. Well, anyway, go ahead.
Either way, when she was having a tough time with her dad in the hospital and everything, I totally texted her those... I sent her the music video. Totally did it. Not going to lie.
Hey.
Totally did it.
Yeah, I worked at that casino, too. They played practically on a loop.
It's awful.
In that place. 2017 best Kendrick Lamar again. This one from his album Damn.
Damn. If I didn't ride blade on curve, would you still? If I'm in my mind at work, would you still? Hey Chris, what do you think about this song right now? Keep it all on,
don't got you, I got nothing. I don't like this one as much as I liked the other one.
No,
this one kind of sucks.
This one kind of... This is the loving music again, though. It's actually called Love.
Worst. Yes, absolutely. Anything they do, really. The Chainsmokers. Memories. Do Not Open. We'll get away with everything. Let's
show them we are better. Yeah. This is awful.
Anything the Chainsmokers do is awful.
I don't think I've ever heard their stuff.
Good.
Oh, you haven't? You haven't?
Let me take a selfie.
Really? Okay, stop it.
This is them.
Make it go away.
No. Start fist pumping.
Crisco just shut down the board.
Oh, man.
All right. Gonna do 2018?
Yeah, we have to.
Okay.
Well, for what we have so far.
Let me take a selfie.
Why? You done with that? You gonna stop?
We're gonna take it away from you.
Oh,
all right,
no,
so the best of 2018 to date is the Hookworms' Microshift.
It's awful.
Of course it is.
Actually, this reminded me of Mickey Pretentious Music.
Mickey Pretentious Music.
This is something Mickey would like.
This sounds like something that was recorded around the same era that the Laverne and Shirley theme song was recorded.
We're gonna make it!
Yeah, oh, our microphone was inside a paper bag at the bottom of the ocean when we recorded this song. There's no clear vocals on it.
You're gonna be really mad about the next thing.
No, I know. It's saying that it's the worst. I don't get it, though. Justin Timberlake, Man of the Woods? I love this freaking song, man.
Did not do good, though. Even record sales really did terrible. I thought I love the song. I haven't heard the whole record.
I like the album, actually.
Is it good?
It's pretty good. So baby, don't you mind. Very heavily Prince inspired.
Shocker.
Yeah, well.
The Woods.
If you know what's good!
And maybe that's what the problem is.
If you know what's good! Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Most people don't get Prince.
Right.
That could very well be true. A lot of people were, like, professing their love for him after he died. It's like, none of you people understand Prince. Prince was weird. He was an enigma. His music was strange.
He called himself a symbol.
Yeah.
A symbol.
Yep.
His music was weird. Now, it had a lot of layers to it, but it was strange. The average person wouldn't understand it.
Oh, and like, it's not... If you saw him in person, if you had a chance to meet him, you probably wouldn't have been friends with him.
He didn't like anybody. I don't think.
I wouldn't imagine.
So me, essentially.
Oh my god!
He spoke in riddles and things. He was like a Batman villain, practically.
Mickey, he's just like you if your music career actually worked.
Oh, there we go.
Don't need to pour salt in that wound. You just did.
Yep.
Took a whole bag.
I feel for you that time.
Who knows? Maybe I'll come back.
Well, yeah, the coffee shop.
You can slap him if you want to. I would give you permission to do that. That'd be fine.
It would be like slapping a girl. Go ahead. You feel bad about yourself. Whatever.
Up next, the new viral trend. Your last text is what's on your tombstone. What does yours say? We'll find out on A Freak Accident.
Follow A Freak Accident on Twitter at A Freak Accident. Ah, crap. I forgot to say Simon Says.
Rest in peace. Is you died a wealthy man, but you could have it all come back. It's his master plan with Tombstone. It's Tombstone.
Lazy E's having a hoedown here. Admittedly, I think having a good epitaph is like, I don't know, it's something to think about. You want it to be memorable, and I honestly think like the ones that are humorous are great.
Why not?
Yeah, at that point. You know what I mean? You might as well make people laugh in death. I actually wish Groucho Marx had gotten to do the one he wanted to do.
What did he want to do?
He used to jokingly say that his was going to say, "Pardon me, I can't stand up."
That's pretty good.
So
I would think it would be funny like to put on there, like, "Shut up, you're being too loud," so everybody walking by is like, "Oh, God, sorry."
Why are you reading my tombstone? Yeah. You don't know who I don't know. You don't know me.
Yeah, this is rude.
So, there's a new viral trend out there, though. And that is that the last text message that you sent is your epitaph. That's what goes on your tombstone.
No matter what.
So say, Mickey, born whenever you were born, died probably next week, the way that you're going.
Yeah.
What does it say? What was the last text you sent? What is your epitaph?
My last text was, "We're going on a scavenger hunt."
Well, that actually works perfectly.
Yeah, the reason's there.
Mine actually works, incidentally, very well also. So let's say Crisco, born 1988, died whenever. I'm leaving now. And it works. It actually fits perfectly.
Mine just is, it fits me. Okay. Born 1983, dead probably in an hour. The text, what will be my epitaph? Why?
Is it a question mark, an exclamation point, or just the question just mark? Says, or just why?
Why? Why? I love it. So we decided to pitch this to our audience
on Facebook.
Yeah. We said, what was your last text? Some of these are very, very amusing. We've got quite a few comments to get to here. We had Bill say, "I'm going to share with you the secret. Oh, crap."
These are their last texts.
Please tell me that was actually your last text. Like,
I'm going to say it is.
Because having reviewed these before the show, some people I think were saying, oh, what would be a funny text to put on the tombstone without actually playing by the rules? Because some of these are like, yeah, it's too perfect. It's almost.
I'm going to give Bill the benefit of the doubt.
Sherry says, probably shouldn't happen.
That I believe.
Yeah.
And that's a great epitaph.
Yeah, died 19 whatever, obviously not 19, she's still alive. Died, you know, 2033, probably shouldn't happen. I like that. Our old friend Ian Hunter.
Oh, former member of the show.
Yeah, that's right. He was the fourth mic way back when this podcast first got started. Kanye sucks.
Going down with a statement.
That's right. I dig it. I love that. Oh, and then Bill actually commented on it. Ian's just said, yep. Agreed. Wholeheartedly agreed. Brett, see you tomorrow.
Oops.
Amazing.
Guess that's not, that is a good one.
Melanie says, get me out of here. That fits too, incidentally.
that freak people out.
John Nolan, you too, brother. I don't know if that really fits.
Oh, that's kind of mean.
Maybe, yeah.
Like, you're dead.
Died, you know, 2040. You too, brother.
You're going down with me.
Cobbler, mine is literally okay. Okay.
All right.
Bill, again? Oh, I see what he did. Okay. Because he originally just posted the second half of it, left out the first half. He said, oh, crap. But I'm going to share with you the secret. Oh, crap.
Okay. All right.
Ron says, love y'all. That's kind of sweet, touching, sentimental.
Very country way to do it, too.
Love you guys. Jon Snow
says, oh, boy.
Josh!
That's
a very Jon Snow text.
That would be incredible. Just yelling someone's name as your epitaph.
Or even that, if it was like, you know, some people say joshing, like kidding.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you know, died. Josh. You know, like a joke. Yeah, bam, gotcha. I can dig it. And then we had an old friend of Lazy E in mine.
Yes.
Friend at times, let's say. Yeah. Chuck says, I told you bastards I was in pain.
He's been going to the doctor, so that is actually a truthful
Matt,
one.
That might actually be the last text that he sent. He's screaming at his doctor, I told you bastards I was in pain. Well, that would be funny if that was the last thing you sent and it was what was on your tombstone.
We should make that. That should be a rule. Because why not make your tombstone funny?
Yeah.
I want mine with cheese and sauce.
Oh, he's doing the old, what do you want on your tombstone? Aha. Aha.
Cheese and
I remember those commercials from the 90s. Tombstone pizza was really good, actually.
Yeah, I enjoyed
it. Do they still make it?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Well, guys, got to go order my tombstone.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Death! If you've got one better, by all means, we'll cover off on this again next week in the first segment. If you've got a good one, you can comment on that post on our Facebook page. Links there at afreakaccident.com or just email freaks@afreakaccident.com. Up next on El Show, two mistakes. One ends with a heartwarming moment. The other wasted a lot of time.
Oh, yeah.
We'll waste your time. Next.
A freak accident. It's the best mistake ever made.
Boogie, one mistake I'm making now.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I should put my trumpet away.
This band.
I had the pan flutes out before, had the trumpet out now. I'm unpredictable.
This band has the most jazz band name of all time. Lake Street Dive.
Oh, my
yes,
God.
Yes, yes, it does.
There's, oh, I know.
That's straight out of Memphis.
They call it that because it's LSD.
I
just got that. Whoa, now we're on LSD.
Enjoy that trip. So this is two stories of two mistakes. One ends with a heartwarming moment. The other is a disaster that cost a guy a lot of money and also a lot of time. Which would you like to do first?
Mickey?
A lot of time and a lot of money.
All right, we'll start with the thing that was a waste of time. A drunk man has been hit with a $1,600 Uber bill.
Ouch.
Oh, get to this story. Get to this story because it is fantastic.
All right, Kenny Bachman made the trip, this trip, a 300-mile journey after a night out with friends in Morgantown, West Virginia. He decided to get the Uber to take him back to where he was staying, near West Virginia University's campus. Once inside the vehicle, he passed out.
Needless to say, it was a college visit. Yes. I'm getting drunk.
He woke up 2 hours later to find the driver was instead taking him to his home in Gloucester City, New Jersey, more than 300 miles away.
In an Uber?
Mr. Bachman could not remember ordering the Uber and could not work out why a random man was driving him.
That must be terrifying.
To make matters worse, he had ordered an Uber XL, which can hold up to six passengers but costs more than the usual ride.
Yeah, usually like double or triple or a lot of money.
Once the ride ended, I saw how much it was. I was like, all right, this is insane. That's just crazy. The fare worked out at $1,635.93, a $3.94 base fare, a $2.35 booking fee, and $696.95 for distance, $115.90 for time.
I give it up for the Uber driver that dedicated.
Yeah.
That's dedication.
Yeah. Why was he driving from New Jersey to Virginia, 300 miles away to pick up?
No, what happened was...
He was probably... The Uber guy probably lived in Virginia, and yeah. when he got the guy probably said, take me home!
Well, he,
and what, you probably got, like, stuff in the Uber account that tell you where a person lives so you can take them home, I would imagine.
What happened was... It says a little more detail in the story. He hit the home button. Like, he wanted to go home. He did
instead
not...
Instead of the college campus button.
Not the place he was staying.
Right.
And they took him... Again... The Uber driver.
It would probably like
dedication.
I said, yeah. Sure, yeah, to drive 300 miles to take somebody home. Although he was probably licking his teeth the whole ride, like
yeah.
money. This is gonna be so much money.
Oh, he made a good chunk of change that day.
He did, man. That's terrible.
Yep.
Terrible mistake.
Awful mistake. Now this next one, another terrible mistake, but ends in a there's a nice ending to it. A girl in Tennessee named Sydney Usselton recently tried to text her friend a photo of a dress she was thinking of buying for her high school formal.
So, a typical girl conversation.
She accidentally sent it to the wrong number. Now hold up.
Hold up.
Everybody anymore has a contacts list in their phone. How did you accidentally send it to a stranger?
Right.
Maybe
you aren't manually typing in one of your besties' numbers every single time you want to send a text, right?
Yeah, I mean, I have some people that I talk to, like acquaintances, that I still don't have their number in my phone.
But how often do you talk to them? And you're not clicking on that messaging thing, and you're not accidentally typing in a number. If you were going to send me a text message, you're not typing in my number every time you text me. So if you're texting it to one of your best friends to show them address, why are you typing in the number? Just go to the contact, click on the name. This story's fraudulent. I call shenanigans.
We are talking about millennials who are now 60% of them are saying they're suffering from quarter life crisis. So they're stupid. So this could
you're
this...
about to have a quarter face crisis when I punch you in it as hard as I possibly can.
Regardless. Let's see how stupid she gets.
Another Tennessee resident named Tony Wood got the picture of the dress. Instead of just ignoring it, he texted a photo back of his kids, all giving the dress a big thumbs up. Cute, right?
Oh, that's nice.
One of Sydney's friends ended up posting screenshots of the back and forth on Twitter, and it went viral over the weekend. When Tony found out his five kids in the picture were suddenly internet famous, he posted a shout-out to his four-year-old son, Kaisler? He's the only one of Tony's six kids who wasn't in the photo because it turned out he was at a clinic getting chemotherapy.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking this entire story is fraudulent.
Yeah.
But there's a good ending regardless.
Okay. He's been battling leukemia, according to this. Tony just wanted to make sure he felt included. Then someone online found a GoFundMe page that Tony created back in 2015 to help pay for the kids' treatments. That went viral. The original goal he set was $10,000. It's not clear how much he raised before it all started, but most of the donations have happened over the last few days. Last time this article in the New York Post and the Daily Mail checked, it was at more than $40,000.
Yeah, I think as of we're talking right now, I think it's around $45,000.
Right.
Which is awesome.
What I'm saying is, if there's actually a kid who needed chemo, great. Awesome. Incredibly heartwarming.
There it.
If this was somebody who started a GoFundMe and then fabricated this entire story to get it to go viral so that they can scam people out of an awful lot of money, we need to get on this quick. We got to come up with a scheme, guys. We got to hatch something. Mickey's treatments and her testing didn't go as well as we thought. Send us money to help cure her.
I think they actually checked in with this.
I would hope they did, cancer. And that the kid is actually real.
Yeah, the kid actually does have cancer.
Well, then great.
Well, no,
not that he has cancer, no, but that you were able to raise $45,000 or whatever it was to help the kid get his chemo treatments. That's great.
I was like, geez, man.
And hopefully Mickey's testing did go well, and there's a pill you're going to be able to pop real soon that's going to make all that go away. Mickey, I'm holding out hope that you were the cure for cancer now that all those laboratory visits are over.
Well, she's the cause of everybody stopping to listen. So,
you stopped one thing, Mickey.
You could stop more.
You've brought an end to our hopes and dreams. You could bring an end to cancer.
Ouch.
Yeah, that was kind of deep. That might have been the last bar.
Faith, I have it in you.
I might jump in that hole now.
Ooh. Huh.
Well, on that note,
positive way to end it.
Let's end the show.
Yeah.
Congratulations, kid. I hope you beat cancer.
Yes.
Way to go.
All right.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
AfreakAccident.com is the website.
That's a bad thing.
Well, maybe. You can listen to every show we've ever done in the podcast section. You can find links in the Connect page
really
to all of our social media pages so you can keep up with us even when we're not on the show here and you're not listening. You can still interact with us and things. We'd love that. Send an email, freaks@afreakaccident.com. Did I hear...
if he's still bored?
The guy who was bored, what was
Never
that, two, a week or two ago? Yeah. And then he said, he just sent an email and said, hey, I'm bored. And Lazy E messaged back and said, hey, so are we.
And then he messaged us back. He heard us mention him last episode. So Never Candini.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Did he enjoy the episode?
Yeah. Yeah. No, he said he did. So hey.
Awesome. Hopefully you weren't totally bored then for at least an hour.
And you could email like he did. We'll reply back. And if you leave your physical address, we'll send you stickers. Never Candini. Send the address.
Yeah. Give us your address. We'll send you some stickers. Then you cannot be bored plastering it around wherever it is that you work. Right?
Or on your face.
That's fine, too. And don't forget, if you like this show, there's something wrong with you. But if you really do like it, you
should... let everyone know.
Let everybody know, and also subscribe so that you never have to miss an episode. You can subscribe on any podcast app, any podcast catching service, Google Play Music, or Apple Podcasts, which is in iTunes. Yeah. Leave us a good review, too. Those good reviews help us out a lot. Next week on the show, I have no idea because I didn't look. If you're in a relationship, you've more than likely encountered one of these problems, but we could probably avoid both of them.
Yeah, they're big problems.
Okay, more relationship advice next week. Come back for it. We'll fix everything.
No, we won't.
That's what we do.
We'll break it
here on the show. We'll probably break it even worse. Yeah, but come back for it and find out whether we fix it or break it. Teetering on the edge. It's like a season finale. You got to come back to find out more.
Dun, dun, dun.
Catch you next time. For a freak accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you...
you might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Wear sunscreen.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. You're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes. A freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.